Mike Steffens, good day. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fassin. What's your name over there? Roberta Fassin, Ellie.
That's her name.
So how come everybody was worried about whether or not I was here this morning and Doug's not here?
Oh, you mean at 5 past the hour when we still hadn't heard from you and we had told you yesterday that Doug wasn't going to be here?
No reason. Doug's not going to be here today.
No big deal.
Yeah.
So, as you
I didn't know either.
Figured out.
I don't know.
You know, how is it that I knew this for 3 days and you guys weren't aware
of it? You know, the first thing to break down in an organization is communication, Rich.
In a relationship.
In a relationship.
Dudley has given us some crackpot excuse that he's got to go to some important farm meeting upstate. So,
what do you think they talk about at a farm meeting? Are they like, instead of donuts, do they chew cud?
I see Doug with a piece of straw hanging out of his mouth.
Right on a bat.
Talking about how the government is going to try and control the dust on his farm. That's what I see.
Raw milk.
Yeah, and raw milk.
To be fair, that would make me mad if the government said we're going to have to control your dust problem. You have to be pretty dusty.
I wish the government would control my dust problem.
Yeah, they can come in and dust every
That's
Thursday.
Because you live in New York City.
No, I'm happy to have the government come in and dust my house every Thursday afternoon. They can do the bathrooms while they're at it.
Right, exactly.
So, all right, so...
We have to
alert. Before the news, we were talking about, or during the news, we were talking about Monday morning. If you have a chance to join us in the 9 a.m. Eastern hour, a fun hour, at 10 past the hour, we're going to have Jennifer Beals from Flashdance.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of that 80s flashback.
I'm going to wear my leg warmers to talk to her.
And then at 40 past the hour, we're going to have Peter Billingsley. Mm-hmm. And you all remember him as Ralphie. From The Christmas Story.
Yeah.
You know, the kid that gets his tongue stuck to the pole.
Yeah.
I think I'm the only person in the world who really doesn't like that movie that much. Do you guys like it? It's like a Christmas classic. And everybody loves it.
It's fun.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fun. But you have to admit, it's a Christmas classic.
I would rather watch, and don't tell Ralphie this, but I'd rather watch Elf or Christmas Vacation.
All right, so here's the reason I'm going to tell Ralphie this. Okay?
Don't tell him.
Because as soon as you see his picture... You're going to think he's hot.
All right, let me look him
up. Which was an absolute shocker to me. Yesterday, the publicist emailed me the information. I was like, oh, yeah, Ralphie from The Christmas Story. Yeah, sure, we'd do this. And, you know, first thing I'm thinking is child star, probably in rehab. Probably.
Oh my God! The Christmas Story is my favorite movie ever.
I may have to rewatch that. And this dude's George Clooney.
And not only that, but he directed Iron Man, and he's 41. Okay, is he single? Let's see.
I saw this and I went, "Ding, Jennifer."
Oh my God, you guys, we have to work on this. It's the holidays.
Where would you rate him?
He was briefly married, so that means he's no longer, correct?
I guess.
Oh, my God, and our kids would be so hot because we both have pretty blue eyes.
So I was thinking he's a George Clooney, like he could be George Clooney's best friend going out at the bars. Do you agree?
His wingman?
His wingman, yeah. Not quite George Clooney, no. Wow. Yeah, I may have to rewatch this movie. I'm going to do it this weekend.
I was shocked. Shocked. I was totally expecting Macaulay Culkin.
Let's see if he's on Twitter. Hold on a second. Excuse me.
So
you all just talk amongst yourselves.
You got Jen going here now.
I know, but we have this thing.
Look him up, Roberta.
We're child stars. Yeah, Peter Billingsley.
Yeah, they usually like sucking drugs or, you know, something like that.
Where they grow up and they have rehab issues or they just grow up not cute kids, but not so much when they grow up. So then when you see one that actually...
Yeah, you know, like the Fanning girls. The Fanning girls were cute as kids, but now they feel to me like they look like they need, like, gothic boots, you know?
Bonaducci.
Bonaducci wasn't even that cute, though, was he?
Leave it to Beaver. Just take anybody. Anybody, except for the girls on Full House. They grew up to be, you know, still cute.
Ew, but creepy. Did you see the one is dating a 50-year-old guy?
That is a little creepy. And they are a little skinny, but I mean they're cute, and they've done well.
I like puppies.
They haven't had any puppies.
Puppies. You like puppies.
I don't know. I feel like they look like, what are those puppies? Cocker Spaniels. That's what they look like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, with the droopy ears?
Gotcha.
Has anybody seen the video that's going around right now where if your friends acted like your pets, you probably wouldn't hang out with them. So this guy has two friends. One of them acts like the dog, and the other one acts like the cat.
Yeah.
And it is hysterical. The dog's like, hey, what do you want to do? You want to go shoot some hoops? Come on, come on, come on, let's go, come on. And I got the ball, I got the ball. And the other one's just like, beat it. Don't want anything to do, you know, it's hysterical. So go watch it. So what should we do about Peter Billingsley on Monday?
Well, you know what worked the last time is that you asked Trace Adkins and we had my other celebrity crush on here.
Isn't
that funny? Peter Billingsley and Trace Adkins. What a loser I am. But you asked him to do my voicemail.
Would you like a new voicemail with Peter Billingsley?
But maybe this time we could say, hey, Trace Adkins did her voicemail message. Maybe you could leave her your number. You think?
I feel like I have to tell him. I feel like I have to tell him I thought you were going to be a drugged out, ugly.
No.
We'll tell him.
But Barbara Billingsley, he's related to Barbara Billingsley. That
Speaking
was the
of
Beaver.
The Beaver,
lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Isn't that something? All right, so Monday morning in the 9 a.m. Eastern hour. And if you can't be there, you can always check it out at DougStephan.com in our audio highlights section. We will have it there. And it's 14 past the hour. Roberta is going to do her Queen of Cheap.
Yay!
So get your pens and pencils out and your coupons clipped and go to DougStephan.com. You can see it all right there. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi friends, Doug Stephan here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
She's the queen of cheap.
That's right.
The diva of dance.
Wow.
It's
me.
Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, Roberta, what's in the deals department today at GoodDay.com?
Well, how would you like to give to everybody you know, and even to people you don't know, a $10 gift card? Absolutely free.
Sure.
You can just
get, I'd like that.
Where can I use this $10 gift card?
You can use your gift card, your $10 gift card, at any of the thousands of restaurants listed at restaurant.com.
Oh.
Because that's what restaurant.com is doing. They are giving you those $10 gift cards.
I got to tell you.
Feed it forward. Yep.
This is one of Roberta's little hidden secrets. I had no idea about this restaurant.com thing before. Now I always use it. It's just all of the mid-size and small restaurants.
Mom-and-pop places.
Mom-and-pop places have gotten together nationally to kind of come together and say, let's figure out a way that we can take shots at the big guys so that people will come patronize our restaurants.
Right.
And they offer these great deals all the time, and it's fabulous.
Fantastic. And it's called Feed It Forward. And you can literally give as many people as you want. There's no limitation. A $10 gift card. They're e-cards, and you put down their email address, and restaurant.com sends them a $10 gift card absolutely free.
And they will use a lot of the restaurants in your area. You will find take these.
Oh, tons. And, you know, they're really great if you're going to a city that you don't know and you're saying, well, what restaurant should I go to? Go to restaurant.com and most likely you'll get at least $10 to $25 off of your meal right off the bat. So it can't be beat. It's a great deal. And I always look at restaurant.com before I even go out anytime, you know, just, and even in New York, there's like different areas of the city, you know, listings for restaurant.com.
It's cool.
Really a terrific organization. Not $10. I mean, heck, you know, give it to everybody you want. You can also get a free 2013 photo calendar. You know how much the grandmas and the aunts and the uncles and the moms and the dads and everybody love these things. They're free. Again, all you just pay is shipping and handling, and you can get quite a few of them there, too. You're not limited to one. If you know someone who's a mom or going to be a mom, or if you are a mom, you can get a free baby sling. You can, you know, act like those people in the rice paddies.
You
know,
so you can shoot them across. You can shoot them across the yard?
Right, exactly. Stick on this thing. Bang! You launch the babies. For your kids, a free Santa tracker app for your Android, which is really kind of cool. And I took a look at this. You could, you know, literally track Santa. You could even do letters on this thing. You can watch as he draws near on Christmas Eve, and there's a countdown clock. It's kind of cool for kids. If you like to elf yourself, Office Max has this back again this year. You can put yourself and four other members.
Yourself.
Four of the members of your family or work group or what have you, and make yourself into dancing elves, just in case that's what you get off on. And you can get a free slice of Sparrow's Pizza. You know, they're a national chain.
Yeah, Sparrow.
And it's not bad. You find them a lot of rest stops and airports and stuff.
All over New York.
In the mall.
All over New York.
Yeah, in the mall here.
And you can just enter your zip code, and they will send you a coupon for a free slice of pizza. And you'll find all of this at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
Don't say there's no such thing as a free lunch, because Roberta just gave you a bunch of free food. All you have to do
sure
is go
did.
To DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com. Scroll on down to the Queen of Cheap box, click and print, and boom, you are there. So thank you, Roberta. It's 21 past the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day Show.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Doug Steffens, the day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens.
Bon Jovi. Uh-oh. I just gave you number 5.
You
I'm making this easy
it.
For you.
I want to go see them in concert, though. They're going on tour.
Yeah, they are. Those guys tour more than the Stones. It's unbelievable. All right, so I've given you the band for number 5. You still have to give us the song. What song is this? We're going to do the top 5 songs this week in 1994, and I will tell you right off the bat, this is more up Jennifer's alley than mine, because I'm looking at 2 of these songs, and I have to admit, I have no clue what they are.
Okay, this is my high school years, so let's see.
Yeah, so here's number 5. And then number 4, this is one of the ones I have no idea what it is. I may know it when I hear it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Big hit.
Couldn't tell you who it is, but yeah, I remember the song. All right, it's number 4, a top hit in 1994. Let's hear what number 3 is. Some boy
this
band.
Is a big hit. Not necessarily a boy band.
I think I know who this is.
Yeah. Boy is good, though. Oh God, give me the they were more like men.
Number 2.
He's a lyrical gangster, by the way.
No clue.
Just wait for it.
Say. All right.
He's the daddy of the Mac.
I am,
And earlier in the song, he's a lyrical gangster, by the way.
Okay. That's number 2, hit this week in 1994.
He's a lyrical gangster.
Does this person have more than one hit?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
If he did, I didn't know about it.
Here's the number 1 song this week in 1994, and I can tell you, it's the same band as had the number 3 hit this week in 1994, which we just played. All right.
This was a getting it on song, very hot.
So this would help me to know that the number 3 band that we just played and this band are the same.
Right. They just had a really good year.
This song I would have definitely got.
These guys are really good.
Yeah.
They should come back.
Yeah.
They were talented.
I'm sure they will. I'm age anyway. All right.
They'll be on walkers. That's a sad thing.
No, they won't. They're not that old. Number five to number four, the top hits this week in 1994 with number five. And number four. Number three. Number two. And number one. If you think you know what these songs are, pick up the phone, give us a call at 1-800-510-8255. 800-510-TALK for a nice little prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. We're on the Good Day Show. 28 past the hour.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant Colonel Cyrus Johnson, 307th Bomb Group, United States Air Force.
We were leaving with napalm. We had 40 100-pound napalm bomb missions. And when we took off, the gunner called back and says that they're erupting into the bomb bay. And I said, well, they've already erupted. And it was up against the back of the... I said, well, there's nothing wrong. So I went back, and there were three full bombs that all erupted, and they had just fallen up against the back of the bomb bay. So I told him to open up the bomb bay, and I jettisoned those four bombs, dropped them into the ocean, and went on to the target. And we were the only crew that did that. Everybody else jettisoned the whole bombs. So I got the DFC for that. Didn't know that it was such a big deal.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit March of Dimes.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books,
listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Roberta and myself, Rich, here with you this morning. Right now, we're going through the top five songs this week in 1994, trying to figure out what it is. And so far, we have a stumper.
It's a tough one.
It is
tough.
Week.
Yeah.
Should we play them one more time?
Yeah, we should. Yeah. Except my mouse won't let me do it, so I'm going to start over here then.
You might.
Bad mouse.
My mouse. Bad mouse. All right. Here's the number five song this week in 1994. So it shouldn't be too hard. All right. And here's the number four song this week in 1994.
This could be a chappy.
Gotta love the disco era.
And the number three song this week in 1994. And if you have any clue what these songs are, 1-800-510-8255. Nice little prize for
you. We might be able to help you
prize
if you're close.
Yeah, we always help everybody, so there's no big deal.
We want you to win.
Number two. This is kind of a fun song. I didn't really know who it was. I still don't. 1-800-510-8255. All right, there it is, the number one song.
This is Rich's new favorite.
1994. I like it. All right, and here's your clue for you. The number three song and the number one song are by the same band.
Yeah. And this is kind of the gimme, I think.
Yeah.
Probably the easiest of the group.
All right, so I know there's a couple of tough ones in there, but if you think you have four out of five, it's called We'll Help You Through It. 1-800-510-8255.
Let's go slow. Where were you guys in 1994?
You know...
94. I was on the air with Doug.
Really?
It was just before I was
on the air.
Yeah, 94.
I came in 96. So before that, I was still wholesaling cars. Running up and down Rockville Pike.
And you were how old? Were you weren't married, obviously, right?
I was 27.
27.
No, 1994.
Young and free.
No. I would have been 30.
Ooh, you were 30. So, okay. Yeah. So you're settling in.
Wow. Yeah,
when did you meet Janet? What year?
When I was 32? Yeah, when I was 32. Where were you? You were still in high school.
I was a junior in high school.
Yeah, punk.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about this. We
had a bad perm and a Nissan Maxima.
We were talking a little bit ago about Peter Billingsley from the Ralphie from the Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
And how he had shocked us because he's grown up to be like this normal, good-looking guy, and most child stars don't go that path. Don't look that as cute as they were when they were kids or whatever. And it made me start thinking. I just went to my 30th high school reunion. All of the people that you went to school with that were just the rock stars and not so much anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the 20th school. Or 30th, and now they're like bald, fat, you know, and they show up at the reunion. You're just like, wow.
You know, see, I think I am more attractive now than I was in high school, and that's because I feel like I have more confidence than I did when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
But I know, I mean, there were, at my 10-year reunion, there were half of the class that were the popular in-crowd people.
Right.
Balding.
Yeah.
Aging terribly.
Yeah,
I mean,
hey, listen, you know. And
a little too much tanning salon.
That's fine. It's just, you know, we're all going to be there someday. It's just funny how when you're walking around like the big man on campus when you're 17 and 18, and then 30 years later or 20 years later or even 10 years later, you're just like, you're shocked. I'm like, No.
So I know that you and I were not cool kids, Rich. Were you a cool kid in high school, Alberta?
No, I wasn't. Not at all.
I was the cool kid. I was just a quiet cool kid. All of my friends were the cool kids in school. I just, on Friday night when they went out, I stayed home.
Sounds like a cop-out. That doesn't mean you're really cool.
Oh, no. I was,
if you stayed home, you were not really cool.
No, I was the, let me see. I wasn't a geek.
All right.
And all my friends were the cool kids. I just wasn't nearly as cool as they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do anything. My whole high school experience was pretty much just going, what'd you guys do this weekend?
It amazes me that the quiet kids, all three of us, the quiet, geeky kids, or not even geeky, I don't know. I wasn't geeky. I was kind of in that middle group, you know. I wasn't in the dorky group, but I wasn't in the cool group. I was just really quiet. I had my own little group of friends, and that was that. But I think it's funny that we all end up in radio.
Well, you really didn't have a choice. Your dad was in it. He owns it. And I mean,
but I did. My plan was to go.
That.
Seriously, my plan was to be a psychologist.
Really? You still are. You are. You don't have a license.
My plan was to be a psychologist, but I started working for my dad, and I kind of fell into it. Then I decided I was going to do journalism, but by that time I had started doing radio, and so
that's how I got into
this journalism.
Yeah, the family thing. I went to a couple of years of college, and then started working because I needed money, and got into sales. And the family business was the car business, and I got into wholesaling cars and buying and selling. So you're going in dealing with these cutthroat managers of dealerships who are trying to kill you on whatever trade-in they just got. And you need to take this hunk of iron that you just figured out a price in your head to the auction or to another dealer and figure out how to make money with it. I credit that with helping me at 20 years old be able to, you know, just say, you know what, if I can do this, I can do anything. And that's what kind of brought me out of my shell. And Jennifer, you were the same thing. When you jump into radio, when you jump into the sales side of radio, Roberta, when you jumped into reporting, when you jumped into the sales side of radio, I mean, you've got no choice. You've got to be able to just come out of your shell and jump right into it. And then, thank God, man, because I can't imagine if I was still like I was when I was just scared to jump out in the middle of a crowd and just say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? I don't know how people can go through life like that. You need something to kind of help push you out there and just say, all right, let's see what this is like. It makes a big difference. Hey, do you know that in Japan, on Japan Airlines, if you're thinking about going to Japan anytime soon, you might want to take Japan Airlines. You know why? Very special.
Why?
Very special.
Why?
They're going to be serving Kentucky Fried Chicken on some of its flights.
No way. Japan Airlines?
On Japan Airlines. From the U.S. and European destinations, starting next month, they say in the premium economy and economy classes, they'll be serving Kentucky Fried Chicken from Tokyo to New York and Boston, London, Paris, and other major destinations.
Sure wasn't Kentucky Fried Sushi?
No, it's Kentucky Fried
Kentucky
Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Sushi.
The meal will consist of a boneless breast fillet, a drumstick, and other fixins.
Other fixins?
They say fixings, but they say KFC is very popular in Japan. And they're doing this as a special thing for the Christmas season.
Oh, my
Well,
goodness.
That's nice. Now, okay, the best part about going to Kentucky Fried Chicken is the mashed potatoes. So do you get the side dishes?
I never go to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, I have
get
to tell
the
you,
mashed potatoes. They're the best things ever.
I love the mashed potatoes at KFC, but I try to stay away.
I haven't been to one in a while either. But I'm wondering how it smells on the plane because, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken has a pretty strong, distinct smell.
That and what's the bathroom line look like after they serve the meal? I mean, goodness.
Nice, Rich. Nice.
You serve fast food on an airplane when everybody's trapped.
It's full of grease.
It's full of grease and has to wait for the line. And how do they make the fried food not get soggy and stale? And
I don't know.
They maybe have a little deep fryer in there. You never know. I think I told you guys when I was going to Mexico, of all places, this was horrible. And there are certain things that should be served on an airline. You never want to sit next to the guy that brings like the Chinese food on. Not that Chinese food and Kentucky Fried Chicken are not wonderful, but they just have an odor.
Right.
And I remember going to Cancun when I was in my younger 20s. And going there, we realized we were on some kind of shady airline anyway, with like no padding in the seats. It was just like cloth on metal. And then the overheads, like the microphone system went dead, so they actually just shouted out the safety instructions.
Juan's Airlines.
It was terrible. We didn't know because we had booked through Costco or something, but it was like some private tour
Costco.
Thing.
Costco.
My friends did it there, Costco people.
I needed to go buy 100 rolls of toilet paper, so
right.
I figured I'd just book my airfare to Mexico while I'm here.
So we go to Cancun, and idiots that we were pretty tame the whole way through. We just stayed at our resort. I mean, really, we were tame until the last night when we decided to book our booze cruise because we got one excursion, and they take you to all four of the bars
throughout
Cancun.
Why in the world?
Carlos and Charlie's, Papa's and Beer. But we book it for the last night that we are in town.
Don't
totally.
Ever go on your last night of a vacation.
I think it must have been the only night that it was available because we were not amateurs. I think it must have just somehow played out that way. But we go on this thing, and, you know, by the time you hit the first bar, they've already given you shots of tequila on the bus. And then you get off, and you go to four bars.
That.
Yeah.
And my poor friend had food poisoning, but she wasn't drinking, and she decided to...
Food poisoning.
She was like our mother watching the three of us girls, you know, go crazy to the point where she's like, she lost my friend and I because we were on stage dancing. My other friend is, like, trying to go down the water slide at Carlos and Charlie's. So we all end up back at the hotel. I know it's a bad morning because I wake up, and the girl that I was sharing the room with, I look over, and she has mascara tear stains all over her pillow. And we have to get up and get on a plane the next day. And do you know what they were serving?
What?
Tuna fish.
Oh!
Cans of tuna fish.
Oh, no.
I have never held in so many things in my mouth before in my life. I was gagging. It was horrible. When we got off that plane, it wasn't too soon.
As a 15-year veteran of the Jazz Fest in New Orleans, I can tell you we learned our lesson early is on the last night, you keep it cool. Because you do not want to climb on an airplane. I mean,
No.
The funniest thing in the world, anyway, is flying to New Orleans for Jazz Fest and looking at all the people that are just wild, ready to go. Then on the flight home, man, you could hear a pin drop. Nobody's talking. Everybody's sleeping. Oh, it's totally quiet. It's
like
hysterical.
The Vegas flights because, you know, the runs between Burbank and Los Angeles and Vegas are always like that. People are screaming and buying drinks on the way there. And Sunday flights, quiet. You could take it and babies could sleep. It's great.
All right. It's 46 past the hour. Coming up, Jennifer's got television news for us here on Good Day. So don't go away.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Hi, it's Roger. Our great nation has now passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us more than 200 years ago, quote, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. The 2010 election and the 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago when the Fed and the income tax were both born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of the value of your money and our nation by reading the book, The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the American dollar and how to get America's money back. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Get the book absolutely free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Get big Black Friday savings at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Plus, take 20% off thick 10-millimeter laminates with attached pad. 50% off tools to install your new floors. And save even more with daily floor buster deals at every local store. Better yet, get special extended financing. Hurry, Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find a store near you.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
You know, I have to admit, I don't think I've turned the TV on since Revolution on Monday night, so I'm a little behind. Can you hook me
up,
Jen?
Yeah, I can, actually. Lots of TV news. And actually, I want to start with Larry Hagman. We lost Larry Hagman this week. And if you happen to be in the right area, on Sunday, you can go to South Fork Ranch, located in located just outside of Dallas in Parker, Texas.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Is this a money-making opportunity?
No, it was the exterior of the TV series Dallas.
No,
and they're going to give, in honor of Larry Hagman, complimentary tours from 2 to 4, followed by a memorial reception where you can leave cards, flowers, sign a memorial book to Larry Hagman, which
is
kind of
nice.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah, see, it was a nice story.
Okay, good.
Nice.
I thought they were going to be charging people to come see or something like that.
No. Just pay tribute, come and get a free tour. It's kind of cool. Now, on to something that may be not so cool. Filling the void left by Jersey Shore on Thursday nights, MTV had to do something just exciting and wonderful. Well, they've created a series called Buck Wild. It's a reality series centered on 9 young adult friends in a small town in West Virginia. And these kids live by the motto, whatever happens, happens. You can catch this on MTV January 3rd.
There it is, MTV helping raise your kids, doing a great job of it. Just walk away, turn the TV on, leave it on MTV for 18 years, and you should be fine. Don't worry about it. All right, Jim, thank you. It's 51 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. The world is going down the toilet.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case. So the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The hour, Doug Steffens. Good day. Doug is off on his little farm mission right now. So Jennifer, Roberta, and Rich now joined by Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. If you go to www.dougsteffens.com, scroll down, you'll see Tom's picture and a link to his site, which always features the Good Day Deal of the Week. So, Tommy, you were just rambling on about Hawaii. What have you got for us this week?
As we get closer to Christmas, I promise you, folks, if you're thinking Hawaii, Mexico, or Caribbean, you just want to, you really don't want to go. It's going to cost you a little. I think New York, the cheapest one we found was 16, I mean, that's the cheapest one on December 22nd, coming back on the 29th, was $1,600.
Wow.
Now, if we just wait until the second week of January and February, that airfare drops to $439 nonstop out of New York, out of Newark, or out of JFK. That's $1,200. Can you please tell me how many LCD TVs I can buy per person? Okay? And put it in the tree. You know, it's like crazy. And then if you're on the West Coast, you're in Oakland or San Jose, California, not San Francisco, but Oakland or San Jose. Out there, we're seeing out of into Honolulu, Maui, Kona, and Kauai, $275 round trip with all taxes in the all in January and February, which is just dirt cheap for the San Francisco Bay Area. It's been running in the 400s. And then if you're in San Diego, or maybe the L.A. area, and you've been saying, well, you know, I really want to go in July, though, when the kids are out of school. Well, then I think San Diego to Maui, that's the only island, Maui, we're seeing round-trip airfares today for $299 in July and August.
Ooh,
nonstop.
Let's go. That's awesome.
So when you fly into Hawaii, how much does it cost you if you want to go hopping around the islands? Let's say you can only get a deal going into Maui, and but you'd like to go to Kauai or, you know, something. How much does that cost you to kind of jump around?
Depending on the airline, sometimes they'll let you do an island hop, okay? In other words, for $60 more, they'll let you stop in one of the other islands. And also, on some of these airfares, they'll let you stop in San Francisco or Chicago or Dallas or L.A., Las Vegas. Depends on the route system. So you might want to, that's when you may want to talk to a live travel agent, okay, and see what the stopover rules are. But for sometimes it's only $60.
Hey, I'm fairly well connected to the whole Disney mom Twitterverse and social media verse. Are there for travel things. Like, let's say I wanted to go to Hawaii, and obviously I know I can go to bestfares.com and, you know, check out some great. But are there social media kind of groups to help people figure out, let's say you want to go on a cruise, or let's say you want to go to Hawaii, or let's say you want to go to Alaska, a cruise in Alaska or something like that. Are there social media cliques or groups that you should look for?
Actually, anytime you're going anywhere, I think you should call the Department of Tourism and ask them.
For the destination you want to go to.
You just look up Department of Tourism, Maui or Honolulu. They get paid money to get you there. So they're going to tell you every link in the world, you know, and ways to beat the system. Like in San Diego, the Department of Tourism gives you out 50% off for stuff like the San Diego Zoo or hotels and other things in that order for you to come and stay.
Wow. The San Diego
Zoo. Idea, too. I've been buying for food and other things. I'm still a Grouponer, okay? And my son lives in Orlando, so I buy stuff for him. But it's amazing how many different restaurants and other attractions and other things I get over Groupon every day in the Orlando area. So if you're going to Orlando, maybe start looking 3 to 4 months in advance and start gathering some of those things up and knock off some of the half-price food or attractions or games or other things you may want to do when you're there for the week.
You know, it's funny, if you just call Disney and say, I want to book a trip, I want to stay in the park, and I want to do this, you know, it can be expensive.
Yeah, they'll just say, refinance your home, come on down.
Right, there are so many ways to get discounts on the good stuff, and it just makes me realize, I'm sure you can do this for everything. Just like you've shown us that you can do with Hawaii. I mean, I'm sure there's got to be a way. If you do enough research online, if you call the Department of Tourism, if you look on social media, you're going to find. If you just ask
on
your Facebook page, hey, I'm trying to get to Hawaii cheap, people are going to go ahead and give you tips. And
well,
the best one is
the hotel and the airfare, but once you get there, that's where they kill you.
Yeah.
So look for those attractions. I think we have one of our mystery destinations.
That's enough there.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.